Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you need help with a health challenge that you or a loved one is dealing with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010, and we love hearing from you. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk to Sparrow Hart at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about vision questing and how vision questing can help us personally and how vision questing can help us as a culture. Sparrow Hart is a graduate of Stanford. He is an author of several books, including Letters to the River, A Guide to a Dream Worth Living. We'll talk to Sparrow Hart at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be in business for yourself, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, if nutritional supplements have helped you or a loved one and you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, check out the Youngevity business opportunity. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for more information. Our number today, 844-236-6010, calls in our next segment. Sparrow Hart, author of the book Vision Quest, a guide's training manual, will be with us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment. All right, so we've been talking about addiction, the nature of addictions to anything, really. Addictions are a sign of self-soothing. When you're addicted to something, you're self-medicating or self-soothing. It's usually the impetus or the instigation or the beginnings of addiction start in childhood when we're not nurtured and we learn to nurture ourselves. This is why people can't quit addictions. It's because they're self-soothing. They're self-medicating. You can't take somebody's medicine away from them. You can't take somebody's soothing mechanism away from them. You got to figure out what you're soothing. This is the problem with recidivism when it comes to addictive behaviors. The clue to understanding addiction or to quitting addiction or really any behavior you're addicted to is to try to stay in the anticipation phase as long as possible. We talked about this on our last Bright Side episode, the idea of dopamine and anticipation. It's not necessarily the behavior that we love. It's the anticipation of the behavior that we love. It's the anticipation of the behavior that gives us the good feelings. The behavior itself doesn't necessarily soothe us. It's the anticipation of the behavior. Don't engage in the behavior, but enjoy the anticipation. Enjoy the anticipation as long as possible. Extend the anticipation period. We have this belief that anticipation has to be, we have to have closure to anticipation. Closure doesn't really satisfy because it's the anticipation that we're looking for. This is where the dopamine loop comes in. A loop is when you just keep circling around and around. If we don't get pleasure from the closure, but we only get pleasure from the anticipation, as soon as we get closure, we're going to look for more anticipation. That's the problem. That's how we don't, that's why our addictions are not satisfying to us, because we think we're looking for the cigarette, but what we're really enjoying is the anticipation of the cigarette, the anticipation of the alcohol, the anticipation of whatever we're addicted to. We really crave the anticipation, which is harmless. Why bother with the harmful behavior? Why bother with the unsatisfying behavior? But because the anticipation to the action, the time period from the anticipation to action is so quick, in order to stay with the anticipation, you've got to slow down. You've got to slow down the time between the anticipation and the closure. You've got to create a space between the anticipation and the action. This requires a pause. This is the rationale behind the 90-second rule. The 90-second rule is when you have an addictive drive, and instead of going for the cigarette, you wait 90 seconds. And that's the 90-second rule can be applied to any reflexive behavior. Anger, for example, can soften or can be reduced when you wait 90 seconds. You'll find that you're not as angry 90 seconds later. This is all about dopamine. Dopamine is the neurotransmitter that's associated with this anticipatory feeling. And you can use dopamine to quit as well as indulge. If you place attention on the wonderful feelings of being free of your addictive substance, that is, anticipating freedom from your addiction, will activate dopamine just as much as anticipation for the addiction will. If you think about what it's like not to be addicted to caffeine, not to be addicted to cigarettes, not to be addicted to whatever your addictive compulsion is, you're also going to activate that dopamine. Dopamine is the anticipatory molecule, and the anticipatory molecule will be elevated just in anticipating freedom as much as in anticipating your addictive substance. One of the most significant of addictions is caffeine, easily the most popular drug in the United States, probably the most popular drug in the world. It's estimated that 85% of Americans use caffeine at least once a day. The average consumption of caffeine on a daily basis for the average American, if there is an average American, is about 165 milligrams of caffeine. That's around two cups of coffee. A cup of coffee has maybe 80 to, depending on the type of coffee, 80 to 100 milligrams of caffeine in it. A small Red Bull has about 75 milligrams of caffeine. A cup of green tea has about 40 milligrams of caffeine. If you're going to Starbucks to get your coffee, you're going to end up with a lot more caffeine. 300 milligrams of caffeine in a 12-ounce cup of Starbucks basic coffee. I've never had Starbucks. I don't really even know what Starbucks coffee is like, but I do know that they put a lot of sugar and a lot of caffeine. I had a friend who was a manager at Starbucks, and part of one of the things managers have to do when they work at Starbucks is they got to sample all the coffee. And she would be, when she was done with her day of managing, she would be majorly hyped up. In addition to the buzz that caffeine provides, one of the reasons that caffeine is so addictive is because of dopamine. No surprise, because it's the preparation for the caffeine, preparation for the ingestion of your coffee or your tea, that is so pleasurable, or one of the reasons it's so pleasurable, drinking coffee is. All the steps we take to get the caffeine into our system, driving to Starbucks, preparing the coffee, the smell of the coffee, even just raising the coffee up to your lips, upregulates dopamine. And to make matters worse, for those who are addicted to caffeine, caffeine sensitizes your brain to dopamine. It makes your brain more responsive to dopamine. It keeps dopamine from being reabsorbed. Like your serotonin reuptake inhibitors, caffeine is a dopamine reuptake inhibitor, which strengthens the addictive responses. If caffeine addiction was not strong enough, now you got to deal with dopamine, because now your brain is going to be more sensitive to the anticipation associated with your coffee ingestion. All right, that pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines are open for you. Sparrow Hart will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about vision questing, and we'll get your calls next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in just a second. Sparrow Heart is with us at the bottom of the hour. I want to read a couple stories here real quick. This is from Medscape Medical News. Coffee could be the secret weapon against NAFLD. NAFLD is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They got to call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease to distinguish it from alcoholic fatty liver disease. It used to be that the only people who got fatty liver or who had problems with fatty livers were alcoholics. Now it's pretty common. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, also known as steatohepatitis. It's basically an inflammation in the liver that's associated with the deposition or the accumulation of fat, keeping the liver from being functional and causing all kinds of health problems. Well, it turns out that coffee may be able to help folks who have NAFLD. A meta-analysis of 18 studies with 2.27 million people found that drinking at least 2 cups of coffee a day was associated with a 35% reduction in the risk of hepatocellular carcinoma, that is liver cancer, independent of the stage of liver disease, and independent of smoking, obesity, type 2 diabetes, or B and C infection. Researchers made the link to cirrhosis and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and they may be right. According to the article, there is fairly strong data that coffee reduces the risk of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The mechanism of these benefits is unclear. Coffee does contain lots of so-called phenols, which are very powerful, or polyphenols, which are very powerful phytonutrients and adaptogens, and may be especially important for the liver. Not that you have to have coffee to get these polyphenols, by the way. Polyphenols are found throughout the vegetable world, and that's one of the most important benefits of polyphenols, or vegetables, that's missed when people talk about going carnivore. When people talk about the carnivore diet, they tell you why you don't eat fiber necessarily and why vegetables can be problematic because of the lectins. But what they forget to tell you is vegetables are an amazing, amazing source of polyphenols, so-called phytonutrients. There's lots of different shapes of phytonutrients, but polyphenols are the most common and the most abundant of the phytonutrients that have beneficial effects. In fact, I would think these days, if we were just examining, looking for essential nutrients and examining foods for essential nutrients, I'm not sure that we wouldn't be considering polyphenols to be essential nutrients. Although they're not considered essential, I can't see how we wouldn't benefit by ingesting and enjoying lots and lots of polyphenols. All right, let's see. There's one more article I wanted to read here. And let's see. Can't seem to find it. Ah, this is a good one. Caffeine and Parkinson's disease. Multiple benefits. Parkinson's disease, which we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. And we talk about the relationship between tyrosine and dopamine and Parkinson's disease. Well, caffeine, as it turns out, may support or help minimize the symptoms in supporting Parkinson's disease and supporting benefits from Parkinson's disease. What's the story? Why caffeine? Well, if you've been listening to this program, you know that caffeine sensitizes your body, your brain, to dopamine. It makes your brain more sensitive to dopamine, which makes perfect sense then, because Parkinson's disease is a disease where the brain doesn't produce as much dopamine. By increasing sensitivity, you can mitigate some of the problems associated with lack of production. So, there you go. Parkinson's caffeine for Parkinson's disease. It doesn't have to be coffee either. The study was done on straight caffeine. So, you may benefit from, if you know anybody who has Parkinson's disease, try getting one of those little caffeine pills, 100 milligrams of no-dose or Vivarin or something like that. Vivarin's 200 milligrams, do a no-dose. I wouldn't do a 200 milligrams is a big dose, but do 100 milligrams and see what happens. Caffeine is also really helpful for folks who are dealing with migraine headaches. 100 milligrams of caffeine can stop a migraine pretty much right in its tracks for people who get the prodrome, the tingly feeling in their head before they get a full-blown migraine. As soon as you get that feeling, consider 100 milligrams or so of caffeine. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll have Sparrow Heart at the bottom of the hour, and let's get some phone calls in here. Talk to Marjorie in Florida. What's going on, Marjorie? No Marjorie? Marjorie? If you're there, Marjorie, we can't hear you. Not sure what Marjorie wanted to talk about. If you want to call back, Marjorie, we've got a couple minutes. We can get you back on. I'm not sure what's going on with your phone there. All right, it may be even us. All right, so I've been reading this book, Grain Brain, Dr. David Perlmutter. Just when I was talking about grain brain. This has to do with leaky brain syndrome. We're going to spend some time talking about leaky brain syndrome. It's associated with leaky gut syndrome. And one of the secret causes of leaky gut We all know about gluten, and we're going to talk about gluten here in a few days. But there's another really important cause for leaky gut that we don't talk a lot about, and that is fried fats. French fries and potato chips and deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried turkeys, fried fats, and also fake butters. These compounds, these fake fats, can cause inflammatory reactions in the intestine that can result in leaky gut syndrome. And once you have leaky gut, folks, you're off to the disease races. And that includes mental health problems via this leaky brain connection. We'll talk about that in the coming days on the Bright Side. Let's see what Marjorie has to say. Marjorie, what's going on? Marjorie? I think we're having a problem with Marjorie for some reason. I'm not sure why that is. All right, I apologize, Marjorie. That's on me. I think that's on me. And maybe call back tomorrow, and we'll see if our phones are fixed. Anyway, this book, Grain Brain, talks about a really interesting problem that you don't hear a lot about in the press. We hear a lot about leaky gut, but you don't hear about leaky brain. You have blood vessels in the brain. Those blood vessels are protected, or the brain is protected from what's flowing through those blood vessels by very tight cells that are packed very tightly or close to each other. So there's no room between the cells in the blood vessels that are running through the head. These tightly packed cells are collectively referred to as the blood-brain barrier. And this blood-brain barrier is supposed to keep stuff from getting into the brain. Obviously, you don't want many of the chemicals that are flowing around in the body, you don't want to get them in the brain, especially drugs. Well, it turns out that when you eat a lot of gluten, when you eat a lot of, not just gluten, when you have eat inflammatory foods, including gluten, you eat inflammatory foods, and that includes your French fries, and that includes your deep-fried whatever, you know, deep-fried foods, or people are addicted to deep-fried foods. I'll tell you about that here in a sec. Things can leak into the bloodstream. That can cause an expansion of the blood vessels, the cells that line those blood vessels, creating porosity in the brain, in the vessels of the brain. That's called leaky brain syndrome, and it's thought to be associated with almost all brain diseases, according to Dr. Perlmutter. Mental health issues as well. Anxiety, depression, and full-blown brain deterioration issues like Parkinson's disease, and also dementias, Alzheimer's disease, may be related to this leaky brain phenomena. All right, 844-236, I'm sorry, I apologize, Sparrow Heart is coming up at the bottom of the hour. I apologize if we left you on hold, had some problems with the phone, we'll fix those. Sparrow Heart at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about Vision Quest. I'm Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to The Bright Side, we'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As local state officials try to get non-vaxxers to vaccinate, the Republican governor in Ohio is taking federal COVID-19 relief money and will pay someone $1 million through a lottery system. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults. Adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
Kids that get vaccinated have a chance to win a 4-year college scholarship fund. Wednesday, the CDC approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in adolescents aged 12 to 15. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In a recent conversation, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing his concerns over the violence in the region. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During the call, Secretary Blinken expressed his concerns regarding the barrage of rocket attacks on Israel. While expressing his condolences for the lives lost, he expressed the continued support of America, urging Mr. Netanyahu to do everything possible to bring a halt to the escalating violence. Blinken said Jerusalem does have a burden.
Israel has an extra burden in trying to do everything it possibly can to avoid civilian casualties, even as it is rightfully responding in defense of its people.
The secretary emphasized the need for Israelis and Palestinians to be able to live safely in security.
At least 67 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have been killed in fighting between Israel's military and Hamas since Monday. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has unveiled its 2021 inductees Wednesday, celebrating the most diverse list of inductees in the history of the organization. In the performer category, going in, Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren. In the Musical Excellence Award, that's going to be going to LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads. To be eligible for induction into the Hall, the band's first commercial recording must drop 25 years prior to the year of nomination. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We've got Sparrow Hart coming with us in a couple seconds. I want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and also the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by clicking on the link or calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. So, I've known about vision questing for a long time. Not exactly sure what it is, but I'm very excited to have our guest, Sparrow Hart, on the Bright Side. Sparrow has a book called The Vision Quest, a guide's training manual, and he also has some interesting things to say about vision questing, especially how vision questing can help us in this crazy time that we're all living in the 2021 in the United States of America and on planet Earth. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sparrow Hart. Hey, Sparrow.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Hey. How you doing? Good to talk to you. So you're a vision quest expert. You're a guide also, I imagine, and a vision quest expert. I've been hearing about vision quest since I was a kid. I never exactly knew what it was, but it sounded very rigorous. So I want to know how vision questing can help us. You have this interesting take on how it can help us as a culture and as a society. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what vision questing is, what it's about, what the theories of vision questing are?
Yeah. Well, probably the quick the easiest way to explain it, if you haven't heard of it before, is to say there are three core elements to it. One is that you're in solitude. You're in, and that's one. Number two, you're in nature, usually wilderness, far away from people. And three, you're fasting. You're not taking in any food, although you do have water. And so, but to kind of make it more applicable or familiar to people, we've all read about Christ went into the desert for 40 days and he fasted. That was a vision quest.
Uh-huh.
Buddha walked into the forest in 500 B.C., and he fasted there and then had his great enlightenment experience. That was a vision quest. So it's those elements, which is, you know, obviously fasting, going without food, people understand, and nature, but it's also solitude. In some sense, we're walking away from all of the downloads, the inheritance that we've gotten from the culture, all of the voices that tell us we should be this, we should do that, we shouldn't step out of the lines. And
you're fasting from the culture. You're kind of taking a fast from the culture as well, like fasting from food and fasting from cultural input. Yeah, that's interesting. So those three elements, that's what makes a vision quest. It's those three elements. That's the essence or the core of all vision questing.
Well, that's the core of it. Now, certainly in the programs I lead, which are 11 days long, those elements are part of the core. So, but there are 4 days of preparation, a lot of teachings.
11 days of fasting?
No. The program's 11 days, but it starts with 4 days of preparation and teaching. Mm. Then there's the core, which is the 4 days alone fasting in nature. And then we come back and do 3 days of integration work, really trying to go into what happened, what it means to you in terms of the core questions of your life, and how you can bring that back into the daily life that you left behind.
Is there something metaphysical that happens to you, to your brain, with the combination of fasting and solitude and nature?
Well, yeah, certainly. On the one hand, when we fast, one of the things that happens physiologically is after about 24 days, we run out of the carbohydrates, the blood sugar, and then our body switches over to the ketosis, the breaking down of fat.
24 days? Did you say 24 days?
No, I should have said 24 hours.
Okay.
After one day, we kind of go into the state where we're breaking down fats. And when that happens, we get much less focused. Our kind of the type A personality kind of disappears. And we get all of a sudden things bubble up from our unconscious that, we may be thinking intently about a person we haven't thought about for, a decade or two. So it's almost like, and that's partly due to fasting, but it's also partly due to walking away from the culture. It's all of a sudden, without all those inputs from external inputs, what's really deep and core to us starts having a lot more space to appear. And so,
it's like, would you say the opposite is true in our day-to-day lives? Like, maybe that's one of the sources of all the problems that we're having, is that we're so externally driven, or we're so responsive to external input, we can't hear what's the still small voice.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's certainly a lot of research, and a lot of people say that the average person today gets more inputs, information in a week, than their ancestors did in their entire lifetime.
I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that people abuse their bodies, like with addictive behaviors or with food. Like we can't hear the messages from our bodies to stop, or that, please don't do this to me.
Yeah, it's a reinforcing loop. On one hand, even something so simple as having screens on and digital devices, if we have those things on up until the moment we turn out the lights and go to sleep,
there is no
way we're going to get a good night's sleep, having just had all of that, not only the blue light, but also all of that information and most of it fear-based, go into
us.
No way we can get a decent night's sleep. And
imagine all the people that go to sleep watching the news, how that works out.
I know that's the worst, and And even, you probably know this, a few years ago there was a book on why we sleep, and I mean, just the first chapter blew me away, which is, it says basically everybody needs, since most people need about 8 hours of good sleep a night, it says if you're only getting 7, your chances of getting cancer just went up by 30%.
Wow, what if you have chronic insomnia?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And there's so many people, I know so many people with that condition. I don't know if you do as well. Oh, my God. It's terrible. Have you seen all the commercials out now for pillows and for mattresses and for various sleep? Right? It's like a national obsession is sleep. Yeah, and I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that our culture seems to be disintegrating before our very eyes.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I was recently probably talking to some people who wanted some information about a coaching program, but one of the things that even those people who are focusing on living really well and being productive, one of the things that happens is when you wake up in the morning, if you immediately, you know, check your email or check your smartphone.
Right. I'm totally guilty of that.
Well, it's almost like you wake up and you're in your own space, and all of a sudden you immediately let everybody else's agenda take your attention.
How much of that is that you don't want to listen to your body, or you're trying to shut your body up? Like it's intentional. It's a distraction or a diversion.
I don't think it's intentional. I think it's really unconscious.
Actually, you know what? We got to take a commercial break. Hang on to that thought, okay?
Okay.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sparrow Hart. His book is The Vision Quest, A Guide's Training Manual. We'll be back with more of Sparrow Hart right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Sparrow Hart, his book, The Vision Quest, the guide's training manual, also Letters to the River. We talked about that last time you were on, Sparrow. Website, questforvision.com, questforvision.com. So before we went to break, we were talking about this idea of how it's a distraction. I was thinking maybe it's a physical, an attempt to distract ourselves from physical issues, from either physical pain or physical angst, or physical or stresses of some kind. And I didn't mean that consciously. I mean, we're unconsciously trying to divert our attention from this. I call it the still small voice, the voice of the body, if you will. Do you think? Unconsciously.
Well, I think, I would say unconsciously we are diverting it. I don't know if we're trying to. I think what happens is whether we wake up in the morning and we haven't got a good night's sleep, what happens is when we don't listen to our body or to our unconscious, to our dreams, all those messages, we wake up with some kind of discomfort, some kind of dis or unease, the sense of, I haven't really listened to what my body is telling me. I haven't really listened to what my dreams are telling me. So then we go start the day feeling like this unease or anxiety. I need something. And we feel I need something because we haven't listened. But as soon as we go into the daily life feeling I need something, then, oh, my God, the things offered to us, whether it's...
Oh, my God, right? Everywhere.
Drugs and
everywhere.
Alcohol, whether it's buy this, buy that, this TV program, you have to watch the last episode of Survivor. I mean, it's just...
It's impossible to avoid it. Literally impossible. There's no space anywhere where it doesn't exist, right?
Well, unless you turn those things off or...
Well, no, it's even in the culture. You walk down the street, signs blinking at you and, stores everywhere and restaurants. And we are immersed like a fish is immersed in water in input. Correct?
Yeah.
Unless you go out to nature.
Well, I guess that's kind of part of why I love the Vision Quest so much. On the one hand, you've walked away from all of that, but plus you're there and you have all of this time without the books and the distractions and the smartphones. It's like you have to give your attention to both what's inside of you and to nature. And once you start giving your attention to that, which it virtually has no space in modern life, all of a sudden you start to realize deep needs that you have or core values you have that you're not getting to express. And then all of a sudden it's like this huge opening of what your life is or could be about. And
That's really interesting. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Being in the forest alone or in nature alone is medicine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, just the energy of the natural world is medicine, is healing medicine.
Yeah. Yeah, And it's interesting, you know, when we talk about all the distractions, what Facebook and all the social media companies sell is you. That's what they're selling.
Right.
They're,
you're the product.
They have captured your attention, and they're selling your attention to whoever's advertising on them. And all of a sudden, when you're alone and in nature, oh, my God, your attention is yours. And so, and energy flows where attention goes, and you're, all of a sudden, your full energy and your attention is here, and you can attend to you probably in ways you may have never gotten a chance to do in your entire life. So,
you know, it's in Japan, there's this thing called Shinrin-yoku. Have you heard of this?
I haven't, no.
Shinrin-yoku is Japanese for forest bathing. And it's used as a prescription for depression. Like the doctor will actually write a prescription to go in the forest.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. And that probably the combination of fasting plus the energy of the forest or the energy of nature, and fasting probably does all kinds of things to your biochemistry. Not to mention the solitude. It probably also does stuff for your mental health and your mental chemistry. You're probably changing all your neurochemicals.
Yeah, and then certainly on a kind of a spiritual level, I could say that when one goes into nature and is just there, you have all of a sudden left behind a world that you've left behind the world humans have created, and you're just in the world that created you. And because we've all come out of nature, you know, so, you know, I wrote a line years ago, it's like, you can't meet your maker by just staying inside a world that you've made, you know.
Very, very nicely said. Yeah. So you talk about this thing called anti-fragile. It's a really cool book called Anti-Fragile, and I love that concept. I use it in skincare, believe it or not. Anti-fragility, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, kind of thing, right? It's like another way that things can react to stress. We assume things can react to stress by breaking or by not being as functional somehow, but you can actually have systems that are anti-fragile that get stronger in response to. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, on one level, everybody knows that, you know, it's just like...
Exercise.
Exercise, you know, if you're worried about being fragile and breaking, you would never lift weights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You wouldn't even walk. You wouldn't even walk to the store. You drive around a little golf cart when you're in Target. You wouldn't even want to walk, you know, walk 2 feet. But the body is a classic example, right?
Yeah, the body is essentially anti-fragile. You use it and you stress it in a certain way. You lift weights, you go for a run, you get on the exercise machine, and it gets stronger. And there's all sorts of evidence that things like our immune system is also something that's anti-fragile.
Nice. Yeah, right.
You hide yourself from microbes, and all of a sudden, you're just totally weak and defenseless against them.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic study done in the 90s about peanut allergies where they just divided kids into two groups and parents were told to give peanuts to the first group and parents were told to, you know, eliminate peanuts from the infants in the second group. And it was all the kids who never had peanuts that developed severe peanut allergies.
That's great. They didn't strengthen the immune system. So you also have this idea, which I love, of heroism. Like, I'm sure you know about the hero's journey, right?
So
right? Don't you love that?
I've studied and taught that for 30 plus years.
The hero's journey?
Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Talk about how you can use that in your day-to-day life, that myth, if you will, or that archetype.
Yeah. Well, essentially in that myth and archetype, and I'll give two easy examples. One is the myth of Dorothy. She's just, you know, floating across Kansas and, you know, the tornado comes up and plops her in a new place. Or Alice in Wonderland. She's sitting on her porch having tea and she follows the rabbit into the underworld. Or any of the great, you know, Greek myths of Odysseus. Well, what happens in the hero's myth is that the hero has to leave home. You know, he or she has to leave home and enter a world that's strange and unfamiliar.
And she's always a normal person. It's always just an average person.
Yeah, well, it's an average person, but living in a world that's kind of like flat and dull and maybe even toxic. But then in order to gain a gift or to gain power, he or she has to leave that world, which is to say we have to essentially get out of our comfort zones. That kind of the, what do you call it, the squirrel cage or the treadmill we're in is essentially we're not going to solve any of our problems inside that squirrel cage or that treadmill. We have to get outside the assumption, the habits, the routines. The
problem is there's a dragon. That's the problem. There's always a dragon to slay. You know, that's the issue. Yes. But then you come out like a hero. Then you come out at the end of the day, you're, according to the hero's journey, at the end of the day, you're a hero. And certainly you can never be a hero if you don't do it. You're going to always stay in that cage. That's great. And so, you know, in a way, our culture is going through something like that. Don't you think we're all kind of going through a hero's journey now, a collective hero's journey?
Oh, absolutely, I do. And so one thing that Joseph Campbell said, and he was the kind of the primary illustrator of the heroic journey, is he said all of those things like dragons and monsters, they just represent fear. Fear. It's like when you get outside your comfort zone or your familiar routines, what you experience is fear.
Yeah.
And then
when you slay it, you realize it's an illusion.
Sometimes you slay it, and sometimes you befriend it, actually.
Sparrow, I like that. You can befriend it. Very nice. I wish we had more time. This has been very fascinating, Sparrow Heart. Anything you want to plug here? The book Vision Quest, and then also, what's the other one about the rivers? I forgot the name of that one.
Letters to the River, a guide to a Dream Worth Living.
Okay, and the website, questforvision.com. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Sparrow. That was a cool conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
Have a great day. All right, that was Sparrow Heart, the book of Vision, The Vision Quest, and also Letters to the River, website, questforvision.com. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.